Afternoon again. Relating to distance education, as you've heard my background, distance education from Alabama to Detroit, Michigan. Relating to the medical field, my background is technology. Relating to public health, my background is technology. Distance education. I'd like to begin by also acknowledging and introducing the co-authors involved with this presentation. Dr. Anita Moncrief, Sharon Quincy, who's in the audience, Yvonne Rush, who's in the audience, Alberta Smith Plump, all representing the City of Detroit Department of Health and Wellness Promotion, and Stephanie Harrington, representing the Detroit Cable Commission. I know she's here or not. I did see her yesterday. If she's not, I'd like to acknowledge the director of the City of Detroit Department of Health and Wellness Promotion, Dr. Yvonne Anthony. I don't know if she's here or not, but I'd like to also recognize her. We have to say this, I have no financial relations and I have nothing to disclose. I'd like to give a basic overview and background and the reason for doing this presentation abstract. The Detroit, Michigan is one of the nation's leaders in rates of infant mortality, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer mortality. These subjects, among others, are important topics and issues of concern in the Detroit area. These topics were chosen as part of this Public Health Ground Ran series, among others, of the National Health Initiative. Wayne State University School of Medicine is the largest single-campus medical school in the country. It actually resides on a campus in Detroit of a consortium of hospitals, the Detroit Medical Center. The Detroit Department of Health and Wellness Promotion is the 11th largest health department in the United States and services over 990,000 Detroit residents. Through the collaboration of Wayne State University and the City of Detroit, we collectively put together this program involving distance education to bring awareness of public health concerns in the form of distance education. Distance education, as we found it, is an effective and increasingly popular tool for training, teaching, and educating the public health community and the consumers. The objectives for this presentation are, one, describe distance education models that incorporate two different media. Two, demonstrate how distance education opportunities simultaneously assist in the professional development of healthcare providers and the education of community residents. And three, develop and sustain collaboration between the local health department, academic institutions, health professionals, and community consumers. The design of this abstract involved, one, choosing topics, as I mentioned, from the National Health Initiative, Healthy People 2010, and Local Health Concerns. The topics chosen from the National Health Initiative were chosen in relation to the concerns of Detroit residents and bring more awareness for these subject matters on a regular. The targeted audiences for our program involved healthcare providers, the Department of Health and Wellness Promotion staff, and community consumers. Media that we've used were Public Health Grand Round series were actually videotaped live at our local health department. They were videotaped and recorded, not just live, but also video recorded for cable television, our local cable television station, along with the internet. On the internet, it stood on the, located on the Wayne State University School of Medicine's website and the Department of Health and Wellness Promotion's website. What actually makes it unique is the fact that we are reaching audiences locally. We're reaching audiences if you're interested in the internet and that's your way of education or educating yourself, and cable television on a local level. These live seminars, again, were recorded at the local health department monthly by the Department of Health and Wellness Promotion, local, state, national, and academic leaders in the areas of the topics of the National Health Initiative. These live seminars were recorded by the Detroit Cable Commission, Public Health Grand Round staff, and or vendors, whoever were available at the time. We started this process on a slower basis, so as far as the staff, myself included, we actually did our own videotaping. But as it went on and as it was recorded via internet and getting more involved on cable television, we found that we needed a little bit more quality of work, so we definitely included the Detroit Cable Commission for more of a quality work and more professional look. Relating to distance education on the actual video broadcast for cable television, it's aired currently for 30 days, twice a week. Thereafter, it's aired once a week for 11 months. So actually, you can. There are two different cable television stations that can be viewed, and you can log into any one of those cable televisions. It was interesting because I actually received calls saying, "Hey, I saw your name on television," and I'm like, "For what?" And I just because I relate with so many other projects, I thought this was pretty interesting. Currently, what we found is 300 to 400,000 potential viewers actually view cable television, the local stations overall. We're looking at furthering our evaluation process for outcomes-based in the future because we're kind of still getting started into the evaluation process for next year to see exactly how many viewers view cable television in relation to the public health grand round series that we give. It's video streamed again on our websites at Wayne State University School of Medicine and on the City of Detroit's website for 12 months, and it's accredited for CME credits as well as CEU credits. Relating to credits, of course, it expires at a certain period of time, but we are looking at, and we do leave this information on the websites for viewing for a certain period of time. After expiration, you can still view, but of course, during that process, you can receive CME credits. And in the way for your CME credits, you can go to a website, actually, that we formulated to receive CME credits online as a self-maintained place where you can keep up with your online credits, distance education. This is a self-maintained database site that we've put together that you can actually view the videos again. You can store your information, you can keep up with your own credits, you can produce your own certificate of completion, or you can actually keep these certificates online in the form of a transcript. And when you're readily available for the need of those credits, you can have them for yourself instead of waiting on them. So again, this is at waalearning.com. As I mentioned, it's stored on Wayne State University School of Medicine's website, in addition to other programs that are video recorded. We included the Public Health Grand Rounds website as well with the various videos and also WAA Learning, where you can receive your CME credits. And again, it's viewed on the Department of Health and Wellness Promotions website, linking to Wayne State University and WAA Learning for credit. The results and our findings currently and what we're involved in with the National Health Initiative is to expand the knowledge from this area, healthy people and local health concerns for the healthcare provider, to bring them more awareness and keep them up to date with the local health concerns, to provide CME credits for them just as well, and give them a source and an up on what they need to know as far as if the consumer needs more information, let them know that they're going to be asking you questions. As far as the community consumer, we want to, of course, keep them in the awareness of public health concerns, have an easier environment for learning or a comfortable environment for learning if it's not the fact of that you're coming in for a live seminar. You can go to the internet and view this information, and you can be comfortable and look at your television just as well if that's your learning concern or your learning area. We also wanted to bring attention and awareness to the access that the Detroit Department of Health and Wellness Promotion has an area that you can come to that you wouldn't maybe not have or know about, that there are resources that you can come to, and you can find this via your learning way of method. The resources are available, people are available, and we wanted to bring that attention just as well. And we wanted to increase the dialogue between the actual consumer and the healthcare provider of the concerns locally and at the national level from the National Health Initiative. Regarding the distance learning part with cable, they weren't issues, but there's still a lot of involvements, as I mentioned earlier, relating to the quality of the broadcast, relating to the audio of the broadcast, cost reflecting scheduling and who we'd have to hire if they're not available, scheduling. Vendors we use in collaboration with the Detroit Cable Commission to make sure that their connectivities work together. The advertising process, we wanted to get this information out to let people know that we do have a source more than just coming into the health department just for the Grand Round series. You can actually go to these sites and go to the cable television and get more information for local health concerns. So the way we did that was through local emails and press release throughout the city of Detroit. Relating to video streaming, as I mentioned, Wayne State University is who we use as a vendor for translating the information from the live activity onto the internet for video streaming. We incorporated a vendor for to development of our content management system for continuing medical education training. And we're still involved in keeping the information updated on the regular and archived so that you can go back and view this information on the regular. This is an example of one of the presentations, kind of a clip to give you an idea of what is shown and what's being viewed on as a live activity and how it's being. Okay, so this gives an example of our video presentation. This is actually taken from one of the actual topics from H1N1 in the month of November. So as you can see, it gives an idea of how it looks, where you can receive your CME credits, and the actual presentation overall. Again, our topics and development were chosen or given from the National Health Initiative. And this is where we put together our schedule. We actually started approximately in 2007 and gives the schedule up until 2009 on monthly health initiatives. The video prior that you've just seen, as you can see, we actually had a repeat because we had evaluations and interest of that particular area of H1N1 flu update in October. And in November, we kind of repeated that with that panel of experts, as that was part of the presentation that you've just seen. In conclusion, and this overall process is seen to be very interesting in a way of disseminating information and proven to be an important way of information sharing for awareness on a continuous basis here locally and abroad. The Department of Health and Wellness Promotion, the Grand Round Series, uses distance education as a non-traditional, comfortable learning environment for targeted audiences via internet, via cable television. In addition to receiving CME credits available through this traditional and non-traditional method models of teaching. That concludes the presentation. Is there any questions? In the back. If you're referring to online, there is, once you view the actual video, there's a post-test, and there are post-test questions relating to the actual video. Small amount of questions, so we can't police them, so pretty much to assure that they've actually met the objectives that we wanted to give them from that. In addition to an interactivity, if they've answered the questions wrong or right, they can go actually back to the video to view that information again for learning processes. In addition to an evaluation piece, just like the live activities, there's an evaluation that you complete when you leave. There's an evaluation piece online that you complete. Once you've done those, you can't go any further until you actually complete those. Then you're able to retrieve your certificate of completion. I didn't mention that. I'm sorry. Good question. Yes.
A couple things. One is, how long was the pieces that you put out there? And how do you make people aware of it? How are you getting the word out?
First question. The actual live presentations are approximately one hour. Online, it's approximately the same involving, but we're including the questions and answers just as well. So in receiving credits, we determine an amount of credits based online you receive your 1 hour of viewing and give or take approximately a half hour for your question and answer piece. So it's approximately 1.5 hours to receive CME credits. That's how we determine that. And as far as the second part of your question, that I can't remember, could you repeat that again? Press release, as I mentioned earlier, from the health department and actually through the websites from CME, Wayne State University and the City of Detroit. Yes. Yes, one more question.
How many people have gotten credits to?
That is a good question. I work for continuing medical education and I wear a lot of hats.
40 to 50 people are in attendance, and I would say 90% of those want credits and apply for credits. So each month is 40 to 50 people in attendance.
And that's from the live portion. We're in the evaluation process of the non-live from WAA Learning.